In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is good to pray to the Lord to increase our faith. Without faith, no one can be saved. Faith alone receives the blessings of God. Now, a little faith receives all the blessings of Christ, even as a great faith does. But it does not follow that we should be content with a little faith. The disciples' little faith caused them to be afraid of the weather, caused Peter to sink down into the sea. It caused the disciples to doubt Christ's power to provide and to heal. A little faith will worry and be afraid and be earthly minded. A little faith fails to watch and to pray with Christ and does not expect his return anytime soon. It is not humble, but it is proud. It is not persistent, but pragmatic. It is not patient, but a go-getter. It is concerned about what it can do. It is not a compliment when our Lord says, "Oh, you of little faith." There are degrees of faith. So let us not complain when the Lord sends wars and afflictions and cancer and burdens. We have asked God to increase our faith, and he is doing just that. For God works the greatest good in the midst of the greatest suffering. Look at this woman. Would she have cried out to Christ so tenaciously if he did not first ignore her and then insult her? He wants to deepen her faith. He does not lie to her. He did not come to serve the Gentiles, to preach and to perform miracles among them. His apostles would do that. And yet the more he interacts with her, the more humble she becomes, and the greater her faith grows. She willingly accepts being called a dog. She does not complain, nor is she offended. But faith believes the truth about itself and about Christ. She's a foreigner, a Gentile, a stranger to the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He speaks the truth. He's harsh. And he's blunt. She does not challenge him. She accepts it all. And she even accepts the fact that he is the Son of David, who is sent to rule over all things. He must be her Savior. For faith judges Jesus not by what it experiences in life, but by his word. A little faith will judge Jesus by what it experiences. And so when health, peace, prosperity, longevity come, it judges that God is good, gracious, merciful, and loving. But when troubles, difficulties, problems, afflictions, dwindling finances, and broken relationships arise, then it judges God to be harsh and cruel and mean. A little faith assumes one of two things at such times. One, God can't stop this, so he's not all-powerful. Or two, he doesn't want to stop it, so he's not loving. Neither answer is satisfactory. If God were all-powerful and all-loving, then why doesn't he fix this world? Why doesn't he fix my pain, my suffering? Why doesn't he stop all wars and toss the devil into hell? The little faith looks at the events in this world and assumes that God is distant from this world. He must be ignoring it all, content with his heaven and his angels, and leaving this world to its own devices. The little faith does not understand what is good and what is evil. It sees evil as anything that causes suffering and good as anything that stops suffering. So by this definition, good is always peace, prosperity, longevity, and suffering. And evil is always pain or anything that hinders the pursuit of these things. But that's not what Scripture teaches. It says quite clearly, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. How does he often take away our finances, our loved ones? How does he take away our peace, our prosperity? Those are words of Job. And the Holy Spirit follows by saying, Job did not sin in what he said. So when Job accused God of taking away his stuff, Job did not sin. So we cannot say that the removal of peace, prosperity, longevity, or health is evil, because then God would be evil. And that, of course, is not true. But the little faith will not understand this, because it wants heaven here on this earth. It wants to see the blessings of God in its life. But a great faith sees good as anything that comes from God and evil as anything that does not come from God. A great faith recognizes that God won't treat us like his heavenly saints, but he treats us like the saints dwelling on earth, still fighting the flesh, still battling the devil, still encumbered by worldly things. The great faith recognizes that whatever the Lord sends is good. He caused this woman to suffer by ignoring her and then insulting her. He caused Jacob to suffer by keeping him up all night and wrestling with him. And when he couldn't overcome Jacob, he broke his hip so that he limped. He caused Job to suffer when he took away all his stuff and his 10 children. For scripture says, the Lord kills and the Lord brings to life. He gives joy and sadness. He heals and he afflicts. Who sent the plagues in Egypt that brought such devastation? He cannot send evil. For whatever he sends must be good, even if it physically alters our form. The little faith will cry out in anguish in times of adversity. Why would God do this to me? Why would he send this? What have I done to deserve this? The great faith will also cry out in anguish in times of adversity, but in humility, waiting for the Lord to help. Both follow Christ. Both the little faith and the great faith follow Christ. Through the cross and suffering, the Lord desires to turn the little faith into a great faith. He wrenches our hips, takes away our mobility, increases our difficulty, and faith keeps following. He takes away our finances, our nation, our loved ones, and faith keeps following, calling out to him not for answers, but for help. He sends more adversity, more trouble, more difficulty. We witness it in the world, we see it in our lives, and faith runs after him, crying out to him even louder, and perhaps the faster he walks away. So it's not without reason that the church has taught us to pray, Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Like the woman, we expect Christ to help us. Like Jacob, we will not let him go until he blesses us. And faith begins to realize that when God appears against us, when we experience these difficulties, he's really most close to us, loving us, shaping us to be his holy vessels fit to receive his blessings. We live by faith. We are patient. We are humble. We persevere. And we trust. We do not deserve a better life. We know what we are by nature. We know what still clings to our bodies, but we will keep crying out for help. He may very well push us to our very limits, but he will never push us over. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench. When he afflicts us, we endure in prayer. We do not stop asking for his help or for his mercy. We accept the crosses that he has laid upon our shoulders, but we never stop asking for help or mercy. We want him to simply be who he is, the Son of David, our Lord and Savior, who came down from heaven set us free from sin, death, the devil, and from our own fallen nature. We will not stop crying out to him until he helps us. The little faith wants to see it. It wants some miracle. But a great faith only wants a crumb. A little faith wants to see the presence of Christ in its life. A great faith doesn't need to see Christ. It doesn't need the full healing, the full removal of pain, discomfort, or death. It just wants a little bread. Take and eat. A great faith sees the bread of life has fallen from heaven's table in front of you. It eats and is confident that the devil has no power over you, for God is your refuge and your fortress. His death has fixed this world, has removed all pain and suffering. It has stopped wars and ended strife. His death has sent the devil and locked him into hell. God has done the very things that you have asked for. The crucified lives. The devil is crushed. Sin is paid for. Death is overcome. Hell is shut. All of this is true for you. For you have Christ. This little crumb, this small host, which is far more valuable than any feast in heaven. It truly ends wars and brings peace. It stops pain and gives life. So what you have prayed for has been given. He has helped you. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world has shown you mercy as you have asked. The little faith walks out and wonders why nothing has changed. Why it doesn't feel any different. The great faith walks out, humbly carrying his cross, pondering the promises of God. Through trials, pain, suffering, the Lord has turned a little faith into a great faith. He has driven you back to the divine crumbs of this holy altar and fed you with life and healing. He is in control, and he is loving. The full healing is on its way. It's not too far away. And so we continue to pray, though we know what it means, that we know what may come, we continue to pray with boldness and yet in humility. Lord, increase our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.